What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game.
Because you know, like at camps and stuff like this, you take the ball out, you ain't getting the ball back. Like, you the last one up the court, they already did their thing. So I stopped there, and I just got into a rhythm and started hooping.
The Lakers should sign Trae Young this summer.
They got to kind of start preparing for, like, if LeBron's last year is this year or next year, whenever it is. And I feel like a pick and roll with AD and a guy like Trae Young would be deadly.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Yo, yo, what's up? We back. All the smoke. We back in L.A. doing it. Had a great day, long day. We finishing up with my GOAT. You know, I argue with people all the time who the best of all time rapping.
That's not an argument.
And it's not an argument at all. But you know what I'm saying? I ride for my dog. Been my brother for years. And we got him on the late night. The GOAT, the best rapper alive, Tunchi Lee, is in the building. Welcome to All the Smoke, bro.
Appreciate
you being there, man.
Come on, man. It's family.
It's only right. Had to pull up on the couch.
I love it.
Yes, sir. So we already had you on before, you know, April 6, 2020. But that was, you know, via Zoom.
COVID just hit.
Yep, COVID had just hit, and we were still working at the time. And we already said, yo, bro, at the end of the show, we got to get you in the studio.
Yeah.
You know, it's only do this right to give your proper love. what's going on with you? What you got going on? What's the day in the life of Lil Weezy like every day, man?
Right now, I just finished a tour as far as the last date is concerned. But there was dates I missed, so we about to go make them up this weekend. And you already know, doing a million features a day, and working on something new that we got coming out called the Burp. Couldn't even say it, you know.
Yo, money out.
I'm so sorry.
Go ahead, get it. You good?
That's killer, man. You know, that's Cam. He going to sleep. He got to get his good night for real
quick. Come on, daddy duty. Don't ever stop.
That's right.
Good night, boy. I love you.
Good night.
Give me some. Have a boss man sleep. All right. I got a picture of his daddy. He look just like that. Love. Yeah, love you. I'll take a picture of it. All right. All good, appreciate it.
Young Money album?
Young Money album, that's in the workings as well. As far as the art, my new artist, putting out a Young Money compilation album with them. Mm-hmm. But as far as me and the, you know, I'm going to be all over that motherfucker regardless. Of course. But it's about them when it comes to that. I mean, also working on their solo shit. Mm-hmm. But you ask me about a day in life of me, shit. Same shit every day. Getting to the waking up, going to sleep in the studio, waking up in the studio.
Same shit for years.
You know, pissed off. I forgot the line I fell asleep to.
Mm-hmm. Luca still a hoe?
Huh?
Luca still a hoe?
Yeah, I didn't even see that question on there.
No, man.
He said no.
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 Fuck
man.
No. Fuck no. Luca man. Cole Luca, and the motherfucker.
Luca Cole is a beast. He and with that said, when I tweeted that I was talking about him with all the crime, you know, after he didn't stop that, he done worked on that, so he really ain't no hoe now. So shit,
Luca the truth.
Yeah, he done worked on that.
Who are some of your favorite players to watch right now?
Shit, you already know. First and foremost, I mean, we talking about the whole full season.
Yeah, yeah.
First and foremost, that boy Ja, man,
monster.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love to watch Ja. I love to watch. The youngin from Georgia and Minnesota.
Edwards.
Edwards.
Yeah. Anthony Edwards.
He tough.
You already know my squad. You know I love. I think that watching Brian now to watch Brian play now, and this was I was talking about regular season when he was playing. It felt eccentric. Mm-hmm. To what it felt like you know it, not on the last dance as to what you already okay you know this the last because then it's not.
Right.
So it's almost like when you watch, like, damn. It's almost like when you hear them say, you ever heard somebody say they went through the pilot, say he went through the whole Bermuda Triangle, he went through it, and then he ended up on the other side of sky-free.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever he went, it's kind of like we done went through all that, and now we just sky-free, watching Brian just, and that just is amazing to me.
Mm-hmm.
So to watch him play, and also to watch, you know, the sniper.
KD.
I ain't like to see him fall off. Like I ain't like to see the end of the how they fell off and playing. You know, I already know when CP, I cried.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know you over here by text, so cause I'm crying, brother. So you probably won't call me back.
Mm-hmm. CP got the baddest luck, man.
Man,
playoffs,
he deserves it,
man.
He deserves it.
Man, shout out CP.
Shout out CP, man.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, but since we already there. What's your take on Josh's situation?
Man, I had a conversation with my homies today because I was noticing that I had a few different generations when I was speaking mm-hmm. to him. My artist was in there.
Mm-hmm.
And my artist was in there and Gutter was in there. So, I mean, what I mean by that is Gutter from my generation
mm-hmm.
and my artist younger. So I was just asking him, I was like, what's the necessity of what, you know, what is the, I was like, what's the necessity part of, doing that. What's that, what of, you know, posting yourself, saying, this is what I, look what I'm doing. I was like, what I mean by that is because I'm trying to, you know, quote, do the cliche, put myself in his shoes.
Understand
it. And I was like, so the best I can do without them answering, before they answered that question, I told them where I was at with it. I said, so the best I could do is remember when I was younger and my home, my squad, y'all, my niggas around me, and we at the age where they don't have money. I'm the one with the money.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And then I don't even know how much money I'll end up with, but I'm the one with some money in my pocket. I know I got a bright future.
Mm-hmm.
My homies, they ain't on payroll. They my homies.
Mm-hmm.
They live good when they with me.
Mm-hmm.
When I gotta go by stunning them and go to work and all that, they gotta go back to being who they gotta be.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So what I'm saying that to say, they in them streets. And I was aware of that. So I said, if I was going through something at that point in time, something public like what Slime going through, I said, I could imagine the rebellious attitude I would have if my homies is egging that attitude on.
Right.
You know what I mean? I was like, what they also need to understand, what we also need to understand is we the only ones talking about this like that. It's not, I don't know this for a fact, but just in a lot of situations like this, when we all talking about it, the actual person and the people we talking about, they actually, they purposely stay away from this. Mm-hmm. They stay away from all this we saying. They stay away from hearing this. And then they got people that are protecting from, that's going to hear it for them and mm-hmm. going to protect them from hearing it. Mm-hmm. So what I mean by that is if I had something going on in the public that, you know, is negative about me, man, we gonna, they purposely making sure we still, man, we don't even want them mm-hmm. to hear it. So it's hard for the message to get through.
Right. Mm.
You know what I mean? It's hard for the message. All these, you know, you got people looking dead in the cameras on TV like, man, I'm talking to you, Ja. Man, I'm you know what I mean? Right. Like, it's hard for the message to get through, man, when you, because I'm the breadwinner. I right. wish a nigga would tell me something. Mm. You know what I mean? I wish a nigga would tell me. It's almost like, I look at it like Zion. How you keep begging him to lose weight, get in better shape, and this, that. I wish a nigga would tell me something.
Right.
You know how much money I got, boy?
Like just like this?
Just like this, nigga. I wish a nigga, nigga, would trade me. What? What? And that's what I'm saying. I'm like, so... So I had to ask myself, what's the necessity mm-hmm. of it? Because I was like, so with that said, I was to answer that question if I was asked at that time, so what's the necessity of you being so rebellious right now? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I was like, my only answer would have been is, because I don't even want to hear the truth. I don't even want to hear what y'all think the truth is and the facts. My truth is my truth. And, you know, this is what we, I come from this and I come from that. And I got my 12 jurors. That's okaying it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And so when I asked myself, so what's the necessity? Like, so what's the necessity? I said, because I could imagine if I would have did it at that right. time, my answer would have been to show y'all don't know who I got problems with. Y'all only know this. Y'all only know the me that y'all know. You know what I mean? The pub. Y'all know the rapper or whatever, whatever. But shit, we in these streets. And I need them niggas to know every time. I need them niggas to know when I ain't on that court or when I ain't on that stage, it's on me. Mm-hmm. And that's why I was like, that'll be my answer for why I like that. If my mama probably had to ask me in real life at that time, why you doing that? And I had to give her a real answer. I was like, that, I was like, I'm trying to understand. Like, maybe that would be my only answer that makes sense to me. And I would hope she would still tell me, boy, are you tripping?
Right.
You know what I mean? But I had to, but they didn't have, you know, they was like, there's like tune, that's the answer for niggas who are really in the streets.
Right.
You know what I mean?
First and foremost.
And I was
yeah.
like, before you say that, like, don't fall into that trap that these people doing on TV saying, cause he ain't no thug. Cause he ain't in the street. He ain't about that. He ain't no gang. You do, you don't want that. How y'all know you don't want that? Y'all know that boy? Do y'all know that boy? Cause I don't.
Mm-hmm.
I know him from dunking and jumping, and I only mm-hmm. started knowing him when I started paying attention to him around his last year of college. He come from like a town with 3,000 people. Like, what y'all expect? Y'all, what? Y'all gave him $200 million. I just said a town with 3,000 people. You expect him to be responsible? Now we tripping then.
Mm.
Yeah, now we tripping. We expect him to be, that's magic. Because I could tell you, you know, I come from a real well-raised, beautiful mother, nice, you know what I mean? My mama bust her ass to make sure everything around me was nice. And I still was a knucklehead. I shot myself. You know what I mean? So if you expecting, and that young man, from a three, I could imagine if I came from fucking what, to play with 3,000 people and I became who I am? Boy.
Go ahead.
They had social media when I was 23. I wouldn't have made it.
Well, I think
thank God.
I think that was a good question you asked your youngest artist, though, because we don't know what it's like to grow up with the phone
exactly.
in our face.
That's why I had to you ask them. I mean? Like, is there in this? And so what I said, they came up with no answer for why mm-hmm. he doing it. You know what I mean? When I told them, let's just not say he not that, because we don't know that.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, so what that said, so they were like, so to answer your question, since we don't know that of him, we'll answer you of what we do know. We do know he plays basketball. He plays real fucking good.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And he's like, what we don't know is if he's that great of a fucking gangster. You know what I mean?
Right.
He's that great of a damn basketball player.
He's not a smart one.
We know that. We don't know if he's that great of a... you know what I mean, or whatever else you been. Now, you know, I just, like I said, I just finished watching that shit. We don't know if he that great as being Terry, but Terry, but we know he that good, man. Hulk Hogan, you gonna be out.
What about in court when he said, I wasn't talking about me, I was talking about Hulk Hogan. No!
Boy, you know I was taking that tactic. I was like, boy, if I end up with a wife and she go, boy, she gonna have to deal with that one.
Hey, that
now,
wasn't
hold on,
me.
Baby.
That was Lil Weezy.
That was Weezy.
Yeah, that wasn't me.
That was not the one.
That was not, yeah.
That's not the actions of the one. Hold on, we gonna have to get this straight. Because now, that man said, pause. But that man said, no, I'm serious. My penis is not 10. The fucking boy, the prosecutor said, fair enough.
Yeah. He meant that, too.
I said, man, what the fuck, man? That shit crazy, man. That nigga gonna ask the man some dumb shit like that. Man. That man kept it. That man said, nah, I'm serious.
And kept a straight face, too.
What? Very serious. I'm very serious. Nigga, my shit ain't 10 inches. And he said, fair enough.
Fair enough.
And like, nigga, Hulk Hogan shit.
Yeah.
He rocking like that.
Not Terry.
Terry, I'm chilling.
Yeah.
Shit. Take your shirt off, girl. Hulk Hogan gonna show the shit out you don't play with me. Yeah. Like, you looking at Terry chilling. I'm chilling. Terry chilling. You take your shirt off. We got Hulk Hogan in this bitch.
Man, you're on record talking about Jay and Missy were some of your influences. Anyone else in other genres that influenced you on your way up? Because, yeah. I mean, it's been a long way up. Your longevity speaks for itself. But any other influences we might not think would inspire someone like you?
Anita Baker. Yeah. Anita Baker off top. Timeless. She inspired me to stop rapping for the times and make sure my lyrics were timeless. You know what I mean? Because I would always wonder, like, why the hell I'm because I had to always, still to this day, I have to listen to it before a show. I still get dumb, stupid, bitch-ass butterflies. So I got to let that shit really hurt. So whoever the fuck named it butterflies, like, you make a nigga hate, because if that's how fucking butterflies, beautiful butterflies feel, the way that pain feels, I fucking hate butterflies.
So you know what that really is, right?
What? Nerves?
You're not nerves. You're just anxious about being great.
Oh, yeah, I know. And I always tell myself, with that said, I tell my artists, you know, comfort is, some people say the first sign, but comfort is a sign of death. You know what I mean? So now I'll be like, why you get so fucking uncomfortable? And I'm like, I get uncomfortable because I'm about to kill that shit.
Any other artists, though, you looked up to?
As far as rappers?
No, any genre of music that inspires you.
Miss Anita, you got, I looked up to, and it, like you said, some interesting, you know, unique people. So it would be like people like, I would listen to a lot of Lenny Wilkins and Miss Betty Wright. And I would listen to them for, it's almost like, you know, some people, some religions got like 30 gods they pray to. I pray for this one for, when I'm smoking too much. Pray for this one to heal my, you know what I mean? So like I listened to Miss Betty and Lenny. They fell in the category of me listening to them knowing how to make the transition of talking into going back into your song. And because they would have one song on the album that's like 7 minutes. And it's because they sung it, and then they started in the middle of it. They did a whole story that, you know, you literally not as word for word the story. Like, you know, and I want to learn that, how you do that. You know what I mean? Like, how do you make that transition? I thought Juvenile did it real well. And I thought he actually knew how to master making his regular conversation a song. You know what I mean? Like, that's you with that badass band, huh? You know what I mean? Like, yeah, like, that nigga mastered that shit.
Right.
You know what I mean? So,
that's dope.
Little things like that. So, as far as rappers, it was all Jay.
Yeah. You've been making a lot of money for a long time. What does that do to a young man? I mean, obviously, the world is thrown at you fast, but you've been making money since you was a young teenager.
Mm-hmm.
How did that kind of shape you, and what habits did you have or have to break as you continue to mature?
First, I would have to give all thanks and all that to my mom. Watching my mom before I had a dime, you know what I mean? Just watching her and how she got money and what she did when she got money, how she handled money and treated them. Just things like watching her, that taught me a whole lot, you know what I mean? So she kept me, that made me responsible from the first day. And also being grateful and being thankful for it. So meaning, you give me, I never expected anything. And also, you know, he can also attest, you know, I love to fucking rap.
Mm-hmm.
So you about to pay me to do this shit?
Mm.
So, you know what I mean? So when I was so young, And so my first check came, I bought it straight to her. I couldn't even catch it. It ain't even in my name.
Old enough, right?
It's not even in my name. Mm. And it says her name. So and her, I thought she was going to, you know, use it for bills or whatever, and she gave it right back. And I'm like, nah, boy, keep your money. Mm. And she's like, what you want with it? And so I went and bought a Pathfinder because New Jersey Drive had just came out. I thought them cars, they were stealing a bunch of Pathfinders. Yeah. I thought that was dope. So I went and got a Pathfinder, and that's the way she was the moment we got all the when the big money came in. Mm-hmm. I gave it, you know, it went straight to her. She would give it right back. Mm. Like, I don't need nothing, boy. And that right there, just the humbleness, her humility in that moment, in those moments when you know you need it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, her humility in those moments taught me to be the same way. So, and it's still to this day, I don't, you know what I mean? So much so to where I have actually never strategically, I've never strategically set out to make a dollar yet. I've never once said, man, listen, I need to do this for it. We need to get that. And it's just still to this day, I still treat it as it's all a blessing.
Mm-hmm. That's why you be coming in too.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by 3-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, love he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on
I'm
top of
it. I'm not guarding like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came out from crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
You spoke recently on mental health, health and the struggles and how it impacted you at a young age. What would be your message to anyone that is that, that is struggling with mental illness right now and kind of keeping it bottled up?
That's the last thing you should do is keep it bottled up regardless. And these days are different, man. You got so many, I say that to say, you got so many outlets. You know what I mean? Back then, we couldn't just find an app or somebody to, you know what I mean? We couldn't do that. We couldn't text. We couldn't, you know what I mean? But so it was
and
different.
We really couldn't even speak on it.
Speak on it, yeah.
It was so just crazy or
it was like speaking
or,
on some other situation that you could speak on now that you wouldn't get looked crazy at. So with that said, if you are going through any type of mental stress, the last thing to do is keep it to yourself, man. You know what I mean? And that doesn't mean go speak to someone else. Because if you can't accomplish that, sometimes you literally can't do that. But figure out a way to get it out and make sure it's not negative. Try your hardest, you know what I mean? But you figure out a way to get it out. Figure some kind of way. And that's I resorted to the pen and pad. You know what I mean? You got to figure it out.
Debut album, The Block Is Hot, 99. What was your mind frame when all that was popping off, when you popped up with the first album?
It was work then.
You was just an animal.
Yeah, it was, you know, when I say work too, I don't mean like 9-to-5 work. I mean like school work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was, you know, I was learning. Still, I was in the high, I was mm-hmm. a hop, still the youngest of the Hot Boys group. We already had a procedure. You know, we put the Hot Boys album out, Juve album come out, solo album come out first, BG solo album come out second. Wayne and Turk, y'all gotta see whatever buzz gonna go, we gonna go with y'all. And I ended up third, so you know what I mean? It was procedure, like, it was just, okay, mine coming out. And just, I remember, you know, the procedure was, thank God, the procedure was everybody who album came out, they went platinum in, within the first month and all this. And so that was a little, you know what I mean? You like, shit, I don't know if I'm gonna do all that when it's my turn. And when I came out, thank God, mm-hmm. I did. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I was just happy to keep the procedure going, that's all.
What kind of stuff do you learn from people like Juvie and BG in that process? You're seeing greatness in front of you. It's like us playing with a Kobe at a young age or something. Like you're seeing greatness in front of you. What kind of stuff did you soak up from them?
From Juvie, straight up, Juvie knew how to separate it, knew how to separate with it. Because Juvie, he would travel with an entourage like this. Because Juvie, he came from them projects. Mm-hmm. And so he wanted to help Aaron down by it. You know what I mean? So, but he knew how to, with all that said, you know, he'd still be the life of the party of his, with his, but knew how to, okay, and cut it and get to work. That's what I would always learn, I would take from him, that he knew how to shut it down, shut it off, and get straight to work. So much so that he's about to kill a song, he's about to kill that bitch. You know what I mean? It's not about to be some shit where you have to pull him away, or, you know what I mean? Or he's not about to rap about whatever the hell they was just talking about. I would notice little things, like all significant things like that, like, wow. We all just laughing about this one subject, and song is similar to the subject, but he didn't say one thing about that yet. I would pay attention to little things like that with him to notice that that's how broad, that's how wide his mind was.
Mm-hmm.
And that's also what I meant by separate. He was able to say, I noticed mm-hmm. separate, how he was able to separate. But Doogie, as far as BG, what I got
the
from
Doogie.
Yeah, what I got from Doogie was straight style.
Free little Doogie,
style.
Man.
Style, yeah. Like, I you know, I literally, Doogie about to come on in probably a few days or something.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Man, it's beautiful.
And what I got from him was, I wrote with Doogie. You know, we was really a group together, just the BGs. Before his name was BG, we was the BGs. And so that's how he got his name, BGs, because they had a Z at the end of it. And the people thought that said should say BGZ. But it was the BGs. Mm-hmm. And I had got pulled away from the group, so all they ever saw was Doogie. So that's why they were like, okay, it must be BGs.
BG. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so I wrote with him, so I know I know we had the same writing styles and shit like that, how we would approach a verse, word plays, counting the number of words, little things like that. So I took a bunch of style. He literally taught me a bunch of shit, like, physically taught me, look, now you should start it like this, that type of shit.
Mm, yeah. That's dope.
BG hard. How did the lighter flick come about?
Shit, man, you know how I smoke.
Yeah.
It's literally, it's on God. I would not lie to you, bro. It's not a trademark. It's not a... Because if it was, we'd have it synced up already, and I wouldn't even have to do it. You know what I mean? So if you are listening to it, you can listen to it. Every single one is different. And the answer is simple and plain. if you're a Wayne fan, you got already got to know that I'm about to smoke during the verse.
Mm-hmm.
I'm lighting up for the verse.
Right.
And that's
cheers.
The only reason. Yeah, it's no.
Cheers, let's go.
No other, yeah, it's not a trademark.
That shit became classic.
Yeah, it's not a, hold on, let me make sure I get my, nah.
Hey, it's to the point where like when motherfuckers hear for the song, they be like, oh, shit, yeah. It's finna go down.
Yeah. I feel like that too when I hear that. I done heard a few flicks on some other songs, and you're not delivering like I deliver. So stop doing that shit.
Yeah, man.
I got a question. Like, obviously, you have to listen to your music. When do you want to hear it? And when don't you want to hear it?
I want to hear it all the time, and I don't want to hear it never.
Never. So all the time. So
yeah, I don't listen to no one else.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but I'm always listening to what I just did, what I'm trying to fix and shit.
Okay.
So it's not by choice that I don't hear. When I say no one else, I mean not even my own artist.
Mm.
So that's, I always like to get that out there when I say that. I don't listen to no one else. Like, GU gotta literally text me, yo, this is such and such new single and the video. Oh, shit, they got a video too.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, I ain't knowing that motherfucker. It's awesome right there.
he killed that shit.
Nah, I mean, he killed that shit. I might listen to the first four bars. Ooh, you went all what he said on the first line. Ooh, he text back to you. Ooh, that nigga said. Get back to my shit real quick. Nah, that's the only reason why I listen to this shit. I'm a perfectionist trying to make sure that I should have said is. You should have probably said the. You probably shouldn't even say that type of shit.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
What do you think 2004 to Carter? What do you think the Carter did for your career?
At the time, I think it was the start of a path I was able to create.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? A path that deserved. Continuation,
mm-hmm.
a path that deserved to
keep going,
extend.
Yeah,
and that's hard for some people. Some people could drop a hard ass album and I don't hear the rest.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I ain't looking for your next album, but the Carter allowed me to. Now we want to hear Carter 2.
Yeah.
We want to hear Carter 3.
Yeah.
So I always looked at it like it was a maturity thing for me. Like it was my little. For some reason, we always approaching the Carter. This for the Carter. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, whatever, every time we working on, obviously, you know, I work all damn day, every day. So when we get one that's, you know, it's for the cut, so it's nothing about
you can
it.
You feel it.
Yeah, so it's like, so what makes this for the cut? So obviously it sets a standard. I set a standard with that album.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Mm. A big standard.
Mixtape Wayne. I mean, that was unbelievable. You know, after the Carter 1 and 2. what was the thing behind just that whole mixtape
push? T told me to do this,
push?
By the way. T told me to do this, by the way.
He's still, yeah. Do you, T? What you saying? What was that?
Just what was the whole thought process behind the mixtape push?
The first one I did was just getting the okay from Baby, that him telling me it's okay. Like, I could put out this music that he was okay, it's all good shit. So that was the first one I put out, I think it was like 10,000 bars, and they start calling them mixtapes and whatever. We was giving that shit out free.
Mm-hmm.
So that was actually the thing about Wayne shit. Wayne's always free. So don't blame me that y'all didn't switch the game up on me. Y'all flipped it up to me too much now that I actually got a charge off my mixtapes now. So don't blame me, blame the game.
Mm-hmm.
but yeah, so as far as, you know, and my approach to mixtapes was always different. You know, I always thought a mixtape was supposed to be, and I still do. I still do my mixtapes that way. I thought it was supposed to be you wanting to hear me on the songs that's out, that I'm not on.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like 10 hot-ass songs that you're in the club banging Terry Day or whatever, I'm about to kill them bitches for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I thought that's what, and I'm a rapper, I'm going to say the same melodies the person used,
mm-hmm.
for about a good 2 seconds, but you know what I mean? I'm going to flip some words and shit, like make it fun, interesting.
Right.
And I always thought that's what it should be. And so that's how I attack my mixtapes, and that's how I always have. But now mixtapes have changed. Now people be looking for full albums when you say you're dropping a mixtape.
Mm-hmm.
And so got in and be having to make sure you're, and I mean, Mac and me having to make sure you got to do at least three or four just originals. And I'm like, Mac, man, this is for my album or this is for something right. better. But nah, this is what the Got game to. Is about now. Yeah.
Yeah. Take us through the creative process. How long does it take for you to, are you rolling, you knock out a handful of songs in a day?
I didn't
You
seen
take
it.
Your time. Take us behind the scenes of people who haven't seen you in the studio.
It depends on what I'm doing. If it's features usually come with a subject. You know what I mean? So, that person sent me a song. Their song already got a subject. They got a hook on there. I'm real good with, you know what I mean? When you give me a subject, it's like school. I want to finish my work first. You know what I mean? Also, I want to impress the damn teacher. You're the teacher, whoever the artist was that sent me the song. I want to impress you. Stick to this damn subject. And so those are pretty, I don't want to say easy, nothing's easy, but those are pretty convenient for me. As far as my shit, you gotta come tell me, stop me, and tune. We need X amount of songs by this date, and I just give you I let y'all pick them, man, because I can't pick and shit like that. Mm. And it's but I'm always, I'm doing so much different music now that process has changed. You know what I mean, my studio sessions now consist of the musical. You know what I mean? I'm in bands, I have bands, have new artists, you know what I mean? I have legends on the label now, some different artists that gotta go and jump into their world now, jump into their zone, which is fucking awesome.
Mm. The Carter III, the most successful album. A million in the first week. What made that project so great?
Shit, the fans. And I just did what I do.
Man.
You would really have to probably ask the fans that one, because they the ones who bought it, made it what it was.
Name their sons after it.
Huh?
Name their sons after it.
Shout out Kyle. I just was with him in San Fran, and in my show in San Fran, man.
Yeah. No, that was, the ability to have the success and then the Grammys that came with it.
Yeah.
Talk to us about that and just what kind of, blessing that is.
That right there was an amazing blessing. I think that night, just period, I felt recognized.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because what I mean by that is I could run into Jay and all them and they tell me face to face, like, nigga, you the shit, nigga, you killing it, blah, 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 oh, that's cool. But when you get rewarded, you know what I mean, awarded, and we recognize your greatness. We recognize your effort. Whatever. Yeah. You ain't got to tell me. The award ain't got to say you're the greatest ever, the greatest rapper alive. It's, whatever it says, it's saying we recognized it. Your effort was worth this. And ain't no better feeling because when you do it I don't know what other people do it for.
For the right reasons.
I told you to this day, I ain't still haven't looked for a dollar yet.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're doing it from, I just love to do this shit, oh shit, I've been awarded for it. And that right there is when I look at them motherfuckers when I wake up every day. And I sent two into for repairing for like a month ago. They ain't sent my shit back, and they said they sent them back real quick. I'm trying to figure out what's going on.
Fuck, they got going. They holding them hostage.
Yeah, man.
Mr. Carter, you got to shoot with Jay. What was it like finally getting an opportunity to work with someone you idolized as a youngster?
You already know, man. The nerves are flowing. You trying to make sure you understand. You want to make sure you not doing or saying nothing wrong and all that. Also, you want to make sure you stay cool. And then you also want to stay honest and show him, like, nah, I want you to see, like, this stuff, I really fucks with you. You know what I mean? And also, he beyond real. And so he helped me out in personal matters and shit like that, too. So just to know, just for him to do that shit.
That's dope.
Things like
it's
that.
Bigger than music.
Yeah.
Were you guys in the studio together by chance for that?
For which joint?
For Mr. Carter?
No, I think during that, I don't want to be wrong. I don't know if that was around the time I was locked up.
I ride slow, and when I pass, they say, "What up, killer man? Stop bringing up my past."
Yeah. Kanye produced Mr. Carter. Can you talk to his greatness?
Oh, Yeezy?
Yeah.
Oh man, he's a genius. I mean, if you're not a musician or artist or whatever, and you haven't witnessed it, or you don't have the ear for that, then you may not know that. But he's a total genius, plain and simple. And what I mean by that is, he's he can stop being Kanye West at any time and start being Kanye East and be the best at that as well. He's a genius when it comes to music. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I mean, whatever route he want to go, he want to make it to be gospel, whatever, it's going to be great. We still packing the arenas to see it. He might be, could put on a mask, don't even know if it's him there mm-hmm. rapping it, but fuck it, we hear it because he's a genius, plain and simple. Some of us don't have it like that. Right. I can't do no shit like that. it ain't because, you know, it's just because I'm a little too cute and I know they be wanting to see that meme.
I'm going to name a few people and in a few words explain them. Eminem.
Fucking a jewel. A jewel. Rare air.
Kobe.
I think one word for me when it comes to Kobe is just total mentality. Not my mentality.
Just mentality. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Rick Ross. He's a mind state. Kobe's a mind state.
Yeah.
Ross. Shit. Ross, to me, I don't know what anybody else see, but for me, when I first heard Ross, and it's always been the same for me, Ross was, to me, was a breath of fresh air from the South, sounded someone reminding me so much of, not, you know, he's not that, but reminded me of another Notorious Big and it being mm-hmm. coming from the South. Mm-hmm. What I mean by that is the voice mm-hmm. and things like that. You know what I mean?
Him
embracing that. Mm-hmm. Embracing them, you know, Biggie embraced that New York shit. He embraced his character with the Versace mm-hmm. and all yeah. that. Ross really embraced mm-hmm. Embraced his Rosé shit. Mm-hmm. He's no character, but that shit is amazing to mm-hmm. me. You embrace it. Something to look forward to all the time.
Mm-hmm. UGK.
Legends.
Mm-hmm. Plain and simple. Nipsey.
Shit, Nip. I know Nip. I don't know Nip. Obviously, I don't know him like that, but I want to start that by saying I know Nip a little different than everybody else. I know Nip a little different than everybody else. So my answer for Nip first would be probably first and last is father.
That's dope. Mm-hmm. Speaking of fatherhood, yeah, your little man called right when you sat down. Yeah. I mean, what does fatherhood mean to you? We see you all the time with your kids, courtside at games, doing daddy shit. Yeah. Obviously, as busy as you are, how important is making time for the kids?
Oh man, that's not. It's important. Ain't even a word. That's life. That's
life, right?
Yeah, that's how. You know, like you need food to live. Like that's just how it goes. I didn't have one of those. I didn't have a father, so. You know what I mean? So I was like, it's not easy to do something you didn't have done for you and try to figure it out.
Yeah,
and try to figure it out.
Yeah.
Also, when you're in a position like myself, you don't ask no nigga. You know what I mean? Anybody, I don't ask them, yo, how you do this? How you do it?
You know what I mean? Don't figure it out.
Yeah, I figure it out. So shit like that is, I'm at the age not to where it's not a challenge no more, but it was a challenge before.
Just learning.
Their love. Cancels all the challenges out.
Mm-hmm. Easy. 2009, how did you feel when you landed Drake and Nicki?
Shit. I was more excited to see, you know. And I didn't know they would be
Drake and Nicki.
I didn't know they would be, but I was more excited. Just more excited for them to, I want them to see what they can be.
Mm-hmm. Give them a platform.
Yeah. And they, you know, they always leaned on that. They always leaned on my confidence I instilled in them. Almost like when you see the veterans on the team for the young, they're like, man, he's instilling his confidence in them. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they leaned on that, and I made sure I was always there.
How you met Nicki?
We was looking for artists at the time, and we set out to look for artists. I wanted a New York female, and I wanted to make sure she had two things. She was missing, lacking two things. Do not sound like Foxy, do not sound like Kim.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And when I heard Nick was sounding like me. You know what I mean? And like she was changing the voice up and saying, and all that shit. I was like, okay. Like, I ain't never seen this. Mm-hmm. This rare air, you know, like a New York female artist. I thought I was gonna have to keep telling her, yo, don't do that. Don't say that. Nah, all right, cool. And you ready to talk this weird shit too? This crazy shit like me too. Let's go. You perfect.
Mm-hmm. You perfect.
Where do you rank Nicki? All time female.
All time female?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Put you on the spot.
Yeah, I don't hurt nobody feeling, but boy, ain't nobody fuck with Nicki.
Yeah, yeah.
They come after.
Dig. Goddamn right.
Mm.
How did the Drake relationship start? How did you meet Drake?
Drake was first from my little bro, Jazz Prince.
Jazz, Prince, yeah.
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 He was rocking with he had Drizzy. He brought Drizzy to him, like, man, you gotta hit this nigga. And it was over from once I heard him. I wasn't even paying attention to the rapping shit. I was like, he sing? And I was like, this him on the hooks? Cause I thought it was someone else on the hooks, so the song just playing and shit. He's like, by the way, yeah, that's him too.
Mm.
Like, this him too? I'm like, oh yeah, come on. That's two albums.
That's two albums.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by 3-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
I'm not guarding like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. Crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. He's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't Nick?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib. Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Give me a favorite song by both of them, Nicki and Drake, that can first come to your mind.
For Drizzy, My favorite song from Drizzy would have to be, I really, really love Started From The Bottom.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a song before all that. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a song before all that. And it's, I don't know when he put this song out, but it's still one of my favorite songs, because this is what I've always seen in him. Mm-hmm. And told him from day one.
He got an old one.
That's what I always would tell him, like, bro, you know, I do see you as something totally different than what we doing. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You know, we with these chains on, and we over here with these, you know what I mean, necks and big-ass 3-4-5X shirts on and shit. I said, you doing something totally different. And he took it and ran with it.
Mm-hmm. He got something back in the day on so I called Closer To My Dreams that he dropped.
I remember Closer To My Dreams.
Bro, he
was hard. That was hard.
That shit wasn't even fair.
Yeah, we got verses that, you know, we got that never got out and just retarded.
Mm.
Yeah.
What you waiting on?
Shit, he is nothing.
Oh, that's
shit.
It.
You
this
know,
is?
He like me. A perfectionist, like, mm-hmm. You gotta ask him. He probably don't know the answer neither, but what you waiting on? But as far as Nick, my favorite joint with Nick was, it's a joint I was on a video. And I had to play her
you know, love interest.
The love interest. Oh my God! No, it wasn't a love. It was just I had to play her sex partner.
Mm-hmm.
So I just had to, you know, that was. I don't even know the name of that song. That's my favorite song. Now my answer for Nick was my favorite song from Nick hasn't came out yet.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm.
She that cold too. You still fasting from food?
Who? Fast food.
I mean, you still fasting from fast food?
Oh, you mean with that said, when that came
out, I hate fast food in 20-something years.
Yeah, either, that shit. When that came out like that, people like I do it. I ain't fast food in 20 years. I ain't eat slow food. Whatever. I don't eat nothing but what my chef make. That's what
slow food.
That's what I should have said.
Just to clear it up.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Like, you know, yeah. Like, and because, you know, niggas like to ask me like, what's your workout regimen and all that shit. Man, like, bro, the best I could tell you is I don't eat fast food because I don't work out. Like, bro, you really think I got time to work out? I look like I know what to do when I walk in the gym. Do I really look like I know what to do when I walk in
the gym? I tell people it's the tree, man. Tree helps keep our weight down, man.
That too. And you know, I skate too, so.
Yeah.
That shit.
It's a workout.
How did that start? How did you start skating? Like, how that came about?
Watching TV, what you call it, binging? And start binging a reality show about a camp. You know, the camp is out here called Camp Woodward. They had their own little reality show at one time, watching the same shit at the same time every day. The little kid on there, shout out my nigga, not Alex Midler. He was a little boy at the time, though. He on there having fun on the board. I'm like, shit, man, you know what? That shit look fun as hell. I called my nigga, like, man, I want a fucking skate ramp. I don't even know what that meant. I just knew I want a ramp. Put it on my roof. So we put a ramp on the roof. And found out that's not even skating. Like, bro, that's one style. That's vert. What vert was? So I learned how to skate vert without knowing I was learning how to skate. So that's why I learned how to skate all the styles, which is perfect.
You take any real hard falls? Cause them, I tried to fuck around when I was younger.
Deep.
Huh?
Yeah,
he broke some shit.
Damn.
Yeah.
4 surgeries from skating.
Yeah. You gonna fall?
You a fish? Oh, yeah. I knew. I learned early. I fell early at one time. Fucked my kneecap up, ripped my toenail off, and it was a wrap.
I was in the park with my homie Tori. Shout out Tori Puzz. When he ripped his toenail off.
It was it for me.
He took that motherfucker off and still kick flipped that
foot.
How was it? We got a relationship with Prime too. How was it going to visit Prime in Colorado?
You know, man, it was perfect.
Yeah.
Man. It was straight perfect. I was like, bro. This is like you done made this place your house. That is totally crazy. Like, when you going? Where you going? Like, for like, when you leave? When you going home? You're like, oh, home. Oh, I'm sleeping. I'm about to go take me a shower right now, nephew. I'm sleeping in here. Oh, you really did make this motherfucker your house for real. You know, on something though, man. I just love to see him happy,
right? Smiling
around that motherfucker like he was showing me his new crib.
Smiling, yeah. Shout out Dion.
So many rappers. You see today that we see you in. You know what I mean? From the style, from the way you dress, from the hair, from the tattoos.
The prototype.
What would you tell some of these artists that look up to you that want to have the same longevity that you had in the game?
Be grateful. Be grateful for every single second. The goods, the bads, the ups, the downs, and learn from everything, not only from your mistakes. Learn from everything. Learn from your highest points, your everything. And again, be grateful. And yeah, because if you're doing this for real, because I'm only talking to those when you ask me that question. I'm not talking to the person that you know, you was this before and you're a rapper now and you're trying to rap to stay from out of this and you're trying to rap. I respect all of that. Is what I do it, but I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to the one that was don't know why the words are in your head when you wake up and when you go to sleep. That person, because that's who I am. You know what I mean? So you ask me what would I tell that person? Be grateful. Be grateful for why you can't figure it out. Can't understand why you're so fucking awesome. Can't figure out why you're so great. Can't figure out why you're so ahead of your time. Can't figure out why you have answers to things that no one even knows the question to. Be grateful for that.
When people ask us, what does basketball mean to us, my answer is kind of like everything because it changed my life, got me out the hood. Is that the same? That's the same kind of answer you would give if somebody asked you what hip-hop means to you?
No.
What would your answer be?
What hip-hop means to me, my answer would be everything, but it's not, you know, I look at it as my, what God created for me in my time. I believe that we all are just everything's happened before, before, and I mean, not a life, I'm just meaning like in this world. We just, in the last generation, all the same shit happened.
Mm-hmm.
Generation before that, all the same
recycle.
Shit. So what I'm saying, so back then it was poets, whatever, prolific, you know what I mean? You was this, you was that, you was scripting it on by their body. You was holding people's attention and you was making the most of that attention, which figuring out how to put your thoughts to words and figuring out how to make those words translate to the people that you're trying to talk to and make it make sense to them. So much sense that they live, not only like it, love it, they live by it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thank God that I still have that this is what my path was as one of those guys.
Mm-hmm. Quick hitters coming down to the end right here. Go ahead and light that up and we're going to get rolling. Home stretch. It's been a good day, Jack.
Road, but I need one more before we get out of here.
Come on.
Fuck it.
You got to roll it?
Do I? Feel free to do your thing.
No, we're going
to
quick hit.
I know how to pearl them bitches.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. I know how to pearl them.
Here we go. In your opinion, your top five artists of all time?
Hip-hop.
Stack Five.
What'd you say?
Stack Five.
You're stupid, right? You know, no order, right? No order.
Just five.
Of course, Biggie. Of course, Jay. Anybody knows me, you already know that Missy about to be right up in there.
Yeah, I know that.
After that, I got UGK as a group, as a whole. And then after that, I got Goody Mob. Was that five?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So for a lot of people know I'm from Port Arthur. Can you just give a brief... How you and UGK became so close? Like how you met them and how y'all became cool?
Bun was with Cash Money for a moment.
Yes, a lot of people don't know that.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know that. Bun B was with Cash Money for a nice time, and he attracted to me and my relentless, you know, me wanting to always
rap.
Mm-hmm. Bun is a rap head. Mm-hmm. You know I mean, Bun tried his hardest, to keep that shit southern for y'all. He figured it out, but boy, Bun is a fucking hip-hop head.
Yeah.
He really want to be on that motherfucker, just like I used to want to be on that motherfucker. Your son, all that.
Exactly.
He want all that, but he, you know, just knowing, so on the road, on tour and things like that, I was always his roadie. I mean, I'm his roadie. We writing together. When I have a song, a feature to do or some shit like that, we got a big song we doing. I'm making sure my verse, I'm checking with Bun first before I record that shit.
That's hard.
And he giving me Not Young, you should probably say this and shit like
that's
that.
That's hard. That's hard.
Love that.
MJ, Kobe, Braun, rank them.
Uh-oh.
MJ, Kobe?
Braun, rank them. Yeah, come on with it, Tom.
Brian.
Mm-hmm. One?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mike and Kobe.
What was Simba? Simba was Brian, Kobe, Mike,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, AI, that's right.
Yeah, AI.
Yeah, the AI. Brian. Talk about his greatness. I mean, you're someone who's been in this game 25 plus years. He's in it 20 years.
And he had a relationship with Kobe and Braun.
Right. What I like that. What makes Braun so special in your opinion? What makes Kobe so special in your opinion?
Braun. I don't know Braun like personally.
Mm-hmm.
So my answer for Braun would be from afar, watching from afar. Braun, and it's on the court. Braun. You got to remind yourself that, I mean, I know for a fact I love Jordan for the way he fucking always won. As a kid, you don't know too much about the ins and outs and all the other shit that we love now in the game that I'm old enough to care about. So I just, who won? That's my favorite player. He better win. He always fucking win. That's all I know. You know what I mean? So I know I got old enough to know how hard it is to fucking do it back to back to back to back. You know what I mean? So that's where he got gains his respect with me, you know what I mean? Started getting his respect with me to where he's the greatest, you know what I mean? Then I noticed that, okay, Brian done that shit. Like, it's very hard to do. It's like, damn, that nigga Brian done that shit with three teams.
Mm-hmm.
And that's right there. That's when I was like, regardless, he ain't got six.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, but damn, he done it with three different teams. And not on one of those motherfucking teams did he play role two?
Mm-mm.
He still can get six though. That's the scary part.
Yeah, definitely.
Definitely. That's crazy.
Yeah. And so that right there is what tipped him over the Jordan scale for me. Because you already know I was Jordan. You couldn't even have that conversation with me. It wasn't even a conversation until I had to really think, like, you know what? Slime's still in this shit.
20 years strong.
You know what I mean? I'm like, Slime is fucking amazing. He's been amazing every year, ever since. Like, he ain't never.
In
like,
his prime, always.
Yeah, like, when they be saying, you know, like, you need to retire on top.
Shit.
I'm saying, you know, that's just a cliche. You need to retire on top to anyone. They be like, you need to retire. I love to retire on top. It's the best way to go out. Like, that nigga Brian don't even know what the middle feel like. What you talking about? Like, you retiring. It's all he ever been. Like, so that right there is just amazing. I mean, his longevity and whatever he did doing to his body or with his, or whatever. If that nigga, he must be praying a million times. That nigga, he's protected. You know what I mean? And I respect it.
And Brian, we trust.
Yeah, I respect. That's why he tipped the meter for me, because he's doing this. And then off the court, you can't even, come on. Yeah, that right there.
We ain't seen nothing like that from a superstar.
Like you know, Brian named and snuck into my rants. And just what I mean by that, like when I'm having a conversation with my bros or whatever, and I'm, you know, my artists or whatever, and I'm like, you know, when I want to talk about a nigga with money, you know what I mean? It used to be Jay. It still is. You know what I mean? Like, nigga, Jay, nigga, you know Jay, nigga, I'm trying to get to what? Nah, shit, Brian. I haven't noticed Brian had snuck into one of them convos. They caught me off guard, and I'm random like, nigga, you know them niggas, Brian, nigga. Oh, shit, Brian, they made it. All right, boy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's amazing.
Brought the team with him.
Yeah, and then the school shit and all that shit. Come on, man.
What? It's beautiful.
And really care about it to where you still, you know what I mean? Don't do nothing you ain't jank, because I believe when you get money like that, you don't do nothing you ain't genuine about. I'm too rich to give a fuck about some shit that y'all asking me to do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So the things that he choose to really care about is amazing.
Absolutely.
Give me one bar lyric you want to be remembered by.
Ooh.
Shit. I got it exactly. Weezy, baby, please say it, baby.
Please say the motherfucking baby. Word.
Five dinner guests, dead or alive.
Huh?
Five dinner guests, dead or alive.
Biggie. Confucius.
First.
Gotta chop it up with, I gotta chop it up with MJ, Michael Jackson.
Mm-hmm. The other MJ.
Yeah.
If you can even say that.
Gotta chop it up with MJ.
Michael Jackson.
Jay. Jay, just to ask him a million questions and be recorded without him knowing. And last, man, I gotta, you know, whoever, whatever, you know who else? My man, I don't want to say his name wrong, but my man from Blink 182, I don't know if it's Tom or Mike DeLong, Tom, and my man Tom, and, you know, everybody got their own God, or whatever you been, so the God I believe in, mm-hmm. I'd love to have bring him, sit his ass down, holler at him or her, whatever, sit their ass and talk to him.
Smoke one.
Yeah. Holler at the Anunnakis.
We there?
That's you.
Who would you like to see on All the Smoke?
But
before you answer that question, you have to help us get your answer on the show.
Okay.
I'm killing that question today. I'm killing it.
Shit, bro, you know what I'd love to see on here? I would, Drake Dunn, that's not, because I ain't gonna watch. So you said who I would love to see. I would see that nigga, I know how that nigga look. I know every answer to the question you ask him. who I would love to see on it?
Yeah, who you would love to see. Shit. Just remember, you gotta help us get him on the show.
Yeah, still.
Before I hit this weed, because you know.
You know who I'd love to see y'all over here, just both looking at?
Who?
But I still gotta help you get this.
Yeah.
Y'all gotta get Britney Spears on that motherfucker.
That's so random.
Hey, holler at Britney, man. Holler at, man, Britney, you okay? I fucks with you from my era. Like, I remember as a kid, like, looking in the Billboard album book to see where my album at. Your fucking albums was always at the top. You and Avril Lavigne and shit like that. So shout out you, man.
Britney, we love you, Britney.
Britney, shout out Britney, man. I like the bald head Britney, too. Like, two little 2-3 strings still there. That shit, yeah.
I like the Moulin Rouge Britney.
That's Christina Aguilera.
Oh, yeah. I like her then.
I saw her recently, too. Now, I rocks with her. She could sing her ass
really
off,
sing.
First of all. She could sing.
Really sing.
I saw her recently, though. Boy, she looked like she had one of them. She had one of them. She was fresh off. She had one of them, like, just had the baby thick.
Oh.
Yeah, like,
that's a different, that's a different kind.
I was like,
cum laude.
It's a different kind.
Like, me, they was like, I was like, where she been at?
Cum laude.
Lord, where she been eating? Please keep feeding her that shit. Mm-hmm.
Just how I
shout out, Christine. You heard me. I'm single. Wait, what you trying to say?
We got you that bag, All the Smoke drip. Can't let you leave empty-handed. And you can get that at allthesmoker.store.
Love.
Or you can be cool and fresh like Weezy.
Fuck yeah.
And Matt.
You already
that sweat
know.
On right there.
I was cold.
Y'all ready?
He said he was cold.
Close it out, Stat.
Shout out again to Christina.
Just let me say this, bro.
Yeah, shout you heard him. That's your single if you want to just throw it out there.
Yeah.
I did. I was putting the audio out there, so in case y'all want to,
either way.
Yeah, just keep playing that bitch one. Just have a, you know how Scott Van Pelt got the button? You just hit that bitch. Christina Aguilera, I'm single. Christina Aguilera, I'm single. Yeah.
Word. Shout
out. On a real note, bro.
That was a real note.
You know how it was a real note. Okay. On another real note.
Yeah.
We've been on each other for a long time, dog. Been in the game for so long, been somebody who I about to fight niggas over, saying the GOAT, and niggas coming to the other shit, but I just want to give you flowers, bro.
I appreciate it.
You've always been a stand-up guy. It's hard to meet people that we consider GOATs in spaces, but still, they still are regular people. Man, you know what I'm saying? Still answer the phone, still text back, still check on us. You know what I'm saying?
Birthday messages to little kids.
That mean a lot, bro. You know what I'm saying? That mean a lot. So we just want to give you flowers and appreciate you coming on the show, bro.
I love
straight up. We really appreciate you, dog.
Love you, bro. Yeah.
I can't literally call y'all niggas uncle, man.
Yeah,
that's dope. Oh, you know, you my uncle, Matt? You was just going on the show. I told him I was coming on and do the show. Why he called? He act like
he knew, right?
He knew what that was. Yeah.
Make sure you
that's
get
fine.
Him some pictures.
Yeah,
we gotta
definitely.
Send him some pictures. Yeah,
that's fine.
Yeah. Well, man, we appreciate your time. Best of luck with everything you have going on, man, and continue to inspire. Continue to be great.
I appreciate it, man. I have a lot of wonderful things ahead of me going on. That some things that platforms I haven't had in my life and my career that they finally giving me.
Uh oh.
And I will not waste their time.
Thankful.
Hold on, just one question I want to ask. You never thought about acting more? The movies?
When people ask me that, and no one have never asked me.
Really?
Yeah, like, we ain't never, Mac ain't never get no, don't be, phone ain't blowing up. They're like, yo, we need Wayne to come back on this. Nah, don't be calling me from the movies. Oh, I don't get no roles. But, you know, I got this stigma about me. Yeah, of course. My personality's through the fucking roof.
Right.
But also, you know, like, any play I've ever did, and I was, you know what I mean? I think I was in Les Miserables. Mm-hmm. Do you know what the fuck Les Miserables is? Like, yeah. So, you know what I mean? Shit like that. I was in West Side Story, nigga. Mm-hmm. What, nigga?
Mm-hmm.
Nigga, I was two lines away from being Hamilton.
Two lines?
I'm lying about that one. I was the Tin Man in Wizard of Oz. So, Oh, God.
Yeah.
So, we don't get asked about that. Like, we don't get hit up about no movies and shit. Most of we all get documented, you know what I mean? Like, we want to do that. Other than that, my mom called me and be like, yo, we got this role for Slime. We would love for him to kill it. I think they scared.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know they scared. They know that nigga gonna come here and kill it.
Somebody gonna set that off now. You put it in the atmosphere, so somebody gonna set that off.
Dig. I would've been Halle Carter.
Man, well, that's a wrap. Wayne, you can catch us on Showtime Basketball YouTube and the iHeart platform, Black Effects.
Gold episode.
After dark. All the smoke after dark.
You did.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.